With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. On Capitol Hill, high drama as Congress heads into the weekend. President Trump's big, beautiful bill facing challenges from House conservatives as well as the Senate's parliamentarian. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana hopes that Senate Republicans pass their version of the legislation with minimal changes before sending it back to the House.
Well, the jury's still out on what those modifications are going to be. I will have to wait about 72 hours for the bill to layover before we can vote, but the plan would be if it's in shape that we can use it, then we'll pass it and approve it on probably Tuesday. It would also allow for the president to have a big, beautiful bill signing on Independence Day, and I certainly hope we can keep that deadline.
Speaker Mike Johnson's full this week on Capitol Hill interview can be heard starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Following a classified Senate briefing, Senator Tom Cotton says there's no doubt the U.S. and Israel have struck a major blow to Iran's nuclear program, and the Iranian foreign minister acknowledging significant damage to his country's nuclear infrastructure. Supreme Court may release a half dozen decisions today, including a ruling on President Trump's bid to deny birthright citizenship to the U.S.-born children of illegal aliens. Two police officers ambushed, shot, and wounded in Milwaukee last night.
We should be praying for our police officers, and that's exactly what I've been doing when I found out that the situation here happened.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson.
And it's a sad day.
Urging the gunman to turn himself in. If he doesn't, Johnson vows he will be captured and will be brought to justice. Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 98 points higher. This is SRN News. Changing of the guard at the Merchant Marine Academy.
Superintendent Vice Admiral Joanna Noonan has stepped down along with Deputy Superintendent Rear Admiral David Wolf. Noonan sparked controversy during her administration by commissioning an LGBT mural on campus and allowing cadets to wear rainbow badges on their uniforms. She also removed a large painting of Christ from the Academy's administrative building, where it had been on display since World War II. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker will seek a third term in office next year amid growing questions about the Democrats' ambitions for the White House. Pritzker is one of the most liberal Democrats on the national scene. He's turned Illinois into an abortion destination for women in pro-life states and is an aggressive advocate for the LGBT agenda. Pritzker's cousin Jennifer is a man living as a woman. His rise to prominence comes at a time when many Democrat leaders say the party needs to become more conservative after its losses in 2024. This is SRN News. Could be a little something extra this week for some online gamers.
Federal Trade Commission is sending out $126 million in refunds to nearly a million gamers who were charged for unwanted purchases while playing Fortnite online. The FTC said Wednesday that it's sending about 970,000 checks and PayPal payments to gamers who filed a valid claim. The refunds are part of a settlement over charges that Fortnite developer Epic Games used deceptive practices to trick online players into making purchases they otherwise would not have made. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman will lie in state. The Minnesota Capitol Rotunda, Hortman, her husband, and their dog killed in a June 14th attack. The public can pay respects from noon to 5 today, a private funeral tomorrow. The suspect is charged with murder and attempted murder due in federal court later today. More details, SRNNews.com.